Yes. To answer your question.
No, you haven't checked. Is it? You can't tell if it's on down there. It's on. That's a bad place for it.
It's on. I can see. It's down there. That way I don't knock it off.
You'll forget to turn it on, and we'll do a whole show, and it's then we'll have on. To chuck it out the window because you won't have recorded it.
Double check it's on.
I know how it is. I know how you are.
Yes, I've been.
I got to follow behind and do everything.
I've been to many AA meetings.
Oh, I'm glad. Good for you.
Do you like my new sexy
voice?
You
picked the wrong in-laws, apparently.
I did.
Hanging out at AA meetings, smoking.
If there's one thing I love about my current in-laws is that I don't have to go to AA meetings. When I go to visit.
Any meetings, for that matter. Church meetings.
I go to church meetings.
Yeah.
Don't have to go.
No.
Like to go.
Like to go.
Mm-hmm. You like my new sexy voice?
I do.
I don't think it's going to last very long.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, pretty soon. What I've noticed is that pretty soon it'll just go away completely and I'll be a whisper.
You won't have a voice anymore.
I'm talking like this. So you have to talk a lot.
Okay. I can do that. I was at the greatest show on earth just a minute ago.
But we're also going to let the listeners talk a lot.
Oh, well, you said I could talk a lot. I was going to tell you about the greatest show on earth.
Go ahead and tell me.
Helen did the greatest show on earth.
Oh, I know what this is.
The circus.
I don't want to do that.
It's a spelling word this week.
Circus.
C-I-R-C-U-S.
Oh.
Yes, it's the ERS, you know, like work, circus, learn, the E-A, E-A-O-I, and you. T-U-R-N, turn. Learn, oh work, burn.
I know. I gave them to her yesterday.
Why? I'm
so
talking.
I'm happy I got caught up on all my podcasts that I listened to.
She got caught up.
Yay.
And yours, of course, being one of those. So I just listened
to the wrap-up
podcast with John Wilkerson.
I'm sorry, Amy. We haven't started the show.
Come on, I'm doing the best I can over here.
We haven't started the show. We have to start the show.
All right, we'll start the show.
Officially start the show.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith, podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Put your abs into it.
On today's show, we are playing Major Voicemail Catch-Up. And they go back all the way to the first of the year, a month ago, as Amy's testifies. Amy will be our first call today. So, it's going to be fun. It's going to be long. Seriously, we need to get a video camera, some kind of video recorder.
Recording.
I walk into the house and I hear some very strange noises coming from the living room. I go in there. There's circus music playing. My daughter is wearing a circus outfit and she's doing a watusi. And just going at it full steam. And then I go in and fix my plate for supper because I was late getting home. So I went in and fixed my plate for supper and walked back into the living room while I was going to eat while I watched The Greatest Show on Earth. Helen was putting on The Greatest Show on Earth. And I find my wife walking, crawling around on all fours with Mickey Mouse lighted up ears, the kind that blink, and a tie around her neck, and Helen's leading her around. What were you supposed to be?
I was her dog.
Oh, a dog. I thought you might have been
I was the guest dog.
Lion or something.
I was the guest dog. I don't know.
It was a very surreal moment. The other day I walked in the house. I walked in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I walked in the house and Faith is saying to my daughter, word to your mother. And I said, you are her mother. And Helen looks at me and says, Daddy, what does that mean?
Her spelling word was word, and I said word to your mother, and she said, what does that mean? I said, I don't know. And then Brad said, well, schnizzle my whatever. Oh, is that bad?
Yes.
Oh. I don't know what's
That's
good
what
did you
said.
Say shizzle Shizzle.
I said for shizzle, which is not for good shizzle. Either.
What is that?
I'll tell you later.
Oh.
So.
Don't repeat those.
It means for sure.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad, but what it means is bad.
What?
It never. I'll explain it later. By the way, Rick Rolling is when you post a link in a topic, whether it's on Twitter
you
or
you didn't
forum.
Know either.
No, I didn't know either. Where you post a link in a conversation, whether it's on a forum or Facebook or Twitter, you're in a conversation, you post a link that's supposed to be relevant to the topic.
Right.
But it's actually a link to Rick Astley's.
Rick Astley?
Yes.
As in the singer?
Yes. It's his video, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Give You Up. Never gonna let you down.
That's what that
is. That why he brought that up? Because I had Rick Astley on my playlist?
Yes. And so they said we Rickrolled them.
Rickrolled.
Because that's what that means. But we didn't Rickroll them.
No, we didn't. I wasn't on an email.
She really likes that song, which is really sad.
I did.
Because, like I said again, Papa Guy's
long time ago.
Coats. No. I don't listen to people with trench coats unless they're Johnny Cash.
I had a trench coat. Didn't you have a trench coat in the 80s? I mean, that was the thing in the mid-80s.
I had a trench coat. Yes, I did.
It did. It came from the Army surplus. I made my dad take me. I would not have been caught dead. Listen.
Mine was super nice.
I would not have been caught dead at the Army surplus store.
I got mine
store.
From a garage sale.
I was way too snobby for all that. I would have never gone.
In the Ritchie neighborhood.
Never gone to the Army surplus. But I told him to please take me because I needed a trench coat. Had to be real.
So that was why they were selling it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
Paid $25 for it.
I'm glad for you.
It's like a $300 or $400 trench coat. Can I go now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just listen to the wrap-up podcast with John Wick.
Amy, that was last year.
What are you doing?
What is wrong with you?
Seriously, it's already February. Keep up already.
At the beginning of the call, you said you were caught up. We're in February.
Okay, John, I'm so sorry. Wilkerson?
Wilkerson?
Wilkerson. Well, see, that's how it feels.
You did a really outstanding job wrapping up everything for podcasting for
What's
water.
He saying? What's he saying?
I want to thank you so much.
He did an awesome
Brad,
job.
For you doing the 100 days. I'm incredibly impressed. And it's
Did she just say thank you, Brad?
Yes.
I was there too, you know.
I just wanted to mention with John that he said that he's going to start out the first 10 podcasts for Compassion International to sponsor a child, and I think that's absolutely wonderful.
You know, we didn't get a playlist from Amy Walking in the Spirit.
No, we didn't. Where's your playlist, Amy? Amy, where's your playlist?
I've been sponsoring a Compassion Child for about 4 years, four or five.
She's we did when we were kids.
She's been sponsoring a child
And as a kid,
years.
We did.
No, actually, it's been closer to 8 years now.
Wow, that kid should be an adult. You should pick a new one.
Mm-hmm. New kid.
Her name is Rose, and she lives in Haiti. And it's an absolutely outstanding organization. And
well, you need to
support
her now.
You write letters to the child and encourage them, and they get fed, they get clothed.
I hope she's still alive.
They get a Christian education.
I hope she's okay. I mean, seriously, I mean, you know somebody for 8 years. I hope she's okay, because Amy could be. I wasn't making a joke. Faith looked at me like, you just made a really bad joke. I wasn't making a joke.
They get to know the Lord. It's just such a wonderful organization. So I think it's wonderful, John, that you put that idea out there. And I just encourage anybody who can to sponsor a child. It's a really heartwarming thing knowing that you're taking care of not only the child, but the family as well in many ways. So. Anyway, again, great job with the podcast, and I'm looking forward to listening to more. All right, you all take care, and vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. Helen vios con Dios me this morning.
At school?
No, I was talking to her, and she said, and then I said, oh, it's time for your cod liver oil, and she went, vios con Dios, and she ran away.
That's funny. I like that. Jen and Dave, their kid, they'd made some comment about this, what was it? Not dyslexia. What's the one? It's not retarded, but what's the thing?
That, autism?
Autistic. Yes. They made some kind of comment about their daughter, they were making a comment. I don't know what the comment was. And their boy yells, autistic! Like a battle cry.
He had to be there, I guess.
Yeah, well, it was funny on the podcast. Okay. I wasn't actually there.
Hey, Faith and Brad, this is Travis. It's been a little while. I've been catching up on a lot of past episodes here, and I was listening to Tree Lot Blues.
Wow, that was back at Christmas.
Seriously.
Where Brad
was last year.
What are y'all doing?
Talking about the mom and pop individual places getting cut out because of Lowe's. And I agree with you with the frustration with that. And from the jobs that I've had, I think it's kind of sad that the service industry, at least the good service industry, is really going by the wayside. People really don't understand the value that you can get for paying for service. They just want to be able to go and get their own stuff. And, you know, although I can cut the bottom off of a Christmas tree if I get a live one, it's so pervasive in so many areas where the job that I'm doing now...
What'd he say?
just let him talk. It's okay.
Is he persuading the bottom of the tree off?
Uh-huh.
How do you do
having
that?
Having a conversation.
Oh.
We are not the cheapest, but we sell ourselves on service.
I need a dictionary to talk to this guy.
Mm.
It's my last sales job. We definitely sold ourselves on service, and it wasn't just, you know, who could sell the lowest price unit. And enough about that. The other thing I was going to say, your war on Mac and Windows may be over, and I'm not there to contend that, but all I have to say is, yeah, Macs may be good, but I'm familiar with Windows. And as Dave Ramsey would say, it's like a little kid sitting in his diaper. He'll sit in it because it's his and because it's warm. And I'll stay with Windows because it's mine. And although it's got a lot of problems, at least I kind of know what I'm doing with it. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
See? You know what? I like that. You want to do that?
You
just do that.
You know you're sitting in crap, and you're okay with that.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Well, there you go. Just be happy with where you're at.
So people are getting upset. Geeky people are getting upset with the fact that the new iPad doesn't support Flash. The iPhone doesn't support Flash either.
What's Flash?
It's like a program.
Kid is going seriously.
Yeah. It's like a language. It goes on your websites. It runs websites.
Okay. Yeah.
Some websites.
Sure.
A lot of websites.
That's
actually.
Good for me. Okay. Yeah.
And
the new iPod. What?
Well, Apple hates Flash. Flash is bad. By Adobe. Yes, Flash is bad. But it serves. It's a typical It's not even Microsoft, but it's a typical Microsoft kind of way of thinking, and that is get it out there. It's got issues. It's got problems. We don't care. It serves a lot of purposes. Mm-hmm. So just put it out there, and it does.
They won't use it.
It's really cool, but it's about 5 years obsolete, and yet it's the only thing out there. Now HTML5 is fixing to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to replace HTML, which we've been using forever. And it will allow you to do the Flash type things, basically have if-then statements in your Flash code, in your HTML code, which will eliminate having to use Flash.
Okay.
So you can do everything you can do in Flash, you can do in HTML now.
Okay? Gotcha.
It's already out. It just people really haven't picked up on
Yes,
it.
Yes.
Well, it's the death of Flash. Mm-hmm. Adobe waited way too long to update Flash or to work with Microsoft, Apple, because Microsoft didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But Apple has cared and thereby not supported it on their iPhone. One of the updates in the Safari was that when one tab crashes, they put in a thing in there that it won't affect the other tabs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were nice because what they meant was when Flash crashes.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's happening now is with the fact that I'm so happy. You don't know how Apple is doing us a huge favor because they are saying we're done with Flash and all of our users are done with Flash because we're not supporting it.
Okay.
And not just the iPhone, but the iPad and the new Safari. The new Safari supports HTML5 and will not support Flash from what I heard. Now, I don't know if that's going to be true or not. So that all of their users, which are quite – there's a lot of them, will not be able to access your website unless you go back and redo it in HTML5 or take Flash off. Well, that's enough of the market share that people will do it, and which is great for everybody.
Yes.
Because then even you Windows users, you won't have to deal with Flash anymore, which is a very good thing.
Well, that sounds great.
Of course, it's going to cause some people to lose their jobs at Adobe, I'm sure.
Well, that's not good.
Which is a bad thing.
We don't want that.
But there's always trade-offs.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I don't know why I got off on that.
I don't either.
I just, people complaining.
Did I act really excited about what you said?
Who?
Me? Did I act really excited?
You acted really excited.
Yeah.
Excited.
I'm very excited.
You practice.
Hey, Brad and Faith, welcome back to the real world. Congratulations on 100 shows. And first, I just want to say that...
I have to talk less.
Why are you talking?
I don't know. Please stop.
You can't help yourself.
Don't let me
talk. You have to talk. Let Dave talk.
It's not Dave. It's Robert.
I'm listening to episode, I don't know the number, but it's the one where Brad fell off of the ladder. And
is that Robert?
Thank you for making me feel just a little bit younger than I am, because that happened to me recently.
I don't know who this is.
And fortunately, the signal from my brain telling my body to react, you know, actually worked. I mean, my body, you know, prevented me from, you know, from hurting myself any further. So thank you for that.
Good. Yeah.
And also, you mentioned, you know, that you wanted to just ball up in, you know, in order to protect yourself. That's known as the armadillo effect. And it works.
Armadillo or possum.
Yeah. Well, the possum would hiss first and then ball up.
If I play dead.
Possum will and then ball up.
Maybe the concrete won't hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty well for them. Unless there's like a Mack truck, you know. And I'm sure that you've seen a dead armadillo on the road.
We live in Texas.
Yeah.
You know.
Quite
yeah.
a few.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't know there were live armadillos until I was 12.
Mm-mm.
Seems like in that case it would probably be better just, you know, to run faster. So, anyway, I have to go because it is almost 60 degrees out here, and I have got to put a jacket on. Enjoy the weather. Bye.
Bye, whoever you are. I think it was Robert.
Was it Robert? Sure. It wasn't Dave after I heard him talk a minute.
No, it wasn't Dave. I know it wasn't Dave. I know Dave. It wasn't Dave.
Okay.
Hey, Two Blind Squirrels, it's me again, but I don't think I said who me is. This is Robert from It's Just Us.
There you go.
Right.
You were right.
Robert. His wife is an incredibly...
You sound like I'd like you.
You should listen to their podcast. You would like their podcast.
I would.
Yes. She has a... it's a lot like Jen and Dave without Dave. So you would like that.
Okay.
I said that just for Dave. They're completely different than Jen. I mean, she has a real distinctive voice, and it's real bubbly, and it's real cool, and I love to hear them interact. And
oh, well, good.
And
maybe they can replace us.
And he's a lot like us. Yeah, I mean, actually, yeah, they could replace us, and we could retire. Oh, that would be so nice. Oh, that would be so cool. They could still podcast under It's Just Us.
But yeah.
They could also go under The Two Blind Squirrels.
Yeah, nobody know the difference.
And nobody, well, few of our listeners would know, but the jazz, you know.
Yeah,
they get over it.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. I will sell him at a very reasonable price. The franchise of Two Blind Squirrels. And he can pick up the mantle.
Yes.
Or the torch.
The
and
torch
run.
With it. It's the Olympics. Run to the Olympics.
And me and you can go sit on the back porch.
Yeah.
And retire.
Swing.
What would we do if we couldn't podcast?
We'll go buy that Craftsman bungalow we want.
We'd do this anyway. We just wouldn't release them.
I know.
We would just sit here and talk. And we'd have to have the microphones and headphones on because it sounds so cool.
Yeah.
I completely forgot to say who I am. And I think this is seventh time. Oh, I lost my Excel sheet. I'm going to have to start over.
He really did keep a spreadsheet. Seriously. Robert.
He's pretty anal.
Really?
He's a programmer.
Oh, he is? Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I wouldn't like him.
I'm a programmer?
Yeah, I don't like you either.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Faith and Brad, this is Travis. I can't help but laugh for something that happened several years ago.
By the way, we're going to hear a lot of the calls from the same people today because we're playing catch-up, so we're going to play all of them.
I was listening to Weathered Man Card, catching up on some of my stuff here, and someone had called in and we were talking about White Castle.
By the way, I very much appreciate it when you call in that you say what show you were listening
yes,
to.
Yes, that's very nice. I appreciate
and
that
And that you
very
go
much.
To the trouble to actually call it by the name I entitled it.
Yeah. He thinks a lot about those titles.
You know what? That makes me feel loved.
I mean, he looks like 20 seconds about what he's going to name them.
Amy doesn't, and Travis doesn't. And when they do that, it makes me feel loved inside.
Yeah.
It just they're saying I love you without saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought to my memory
back in school when I was in college with Brad, we weren't allowed to have...
That's Brad Nash, just Travis and Brad from the Thin Ice Podcast. You can find them at mylifeministries.org/podcasts.
TVs or VCRs in our room. We were allowed to have TVs if you played video games on it, but not to watch movies. So, of course, in Brad's room, somebody brought a TV with a VCR and we watched Dumb and Dumber in there. And
what?
It was a dumb movie.
It was dumb.
And earlier
that's
that
a bathroom
day,
humor.
I had gone with someone to Nashville and then come back. And while we were in Nashville, we decided to eat at White Castle. And from when I was little, I remember having them up in New Jersey when we drive through there for some reason. And I decided, oh, you know, hey, let's go to White Castle. So I went in, and we got the onions on it. And there were the sautéed onions. That night, it was so rank. I cleared that room out two or three times. And to this day, when I remind Brad of that, he still makes the face that looks like he has a hairball where he tries getting the taste out of his mouth. And it wasn't him that went with me. The smell was so bad. He looks like a cat trying to hack up a hairball. I just thought you guys needed to know that because every time I think of it, I laugh. And it's been probably 10 years since that happened. You guys have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Actually, not guys. Guy and lady. Bye.
Oh, guy and lady.
I'm okay with that.
Guy and lady.
It's all good.
Lady. It's very nice. Very nice.
What do we got?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Hey, Faith and Brad, it's Amy walking in the spirit.
Hello,
I am in the middle of listening to the Romantic Fugue Face podcast, which, by the way, I love that title. And you...
Romantic Fugue Face.
Shared the story about falling down from the attic. And so I just want to say, as did Faith, that you absolutely should not blame yourself whatsoever for that, even if you think that you should have moved or...
I want you to know, that was a month ago, and I still...
He still does. Yep, still got giant whelps on his leg.
Yep.
Yep.
Whelps and sores. Not pussy, though.
No puss.
I keep...
Neosporin on it.
Neosporin on him and stuff.
Whatever. Mistakes happen, and I'm just so glad that you're okay, and it sounds like it was definitely a scary situation, so...
scary funny.
Encourage yourself. You don't have to be a perfectionist. We're all human, and we make mistakes. And then second
so
thing
sweet.
Was the story
I
about
just laughed at you.
Your back was really hurt.
You didn't laugh. It scared you.
No, I did scare me. But I normally laugh. So, see, I really must have thought it was serious.
It was serious. I could have killed myself.
And killed. I've experienced that too. One point.
Oops, sorry.
Point. My back went out when I was in track and field back in high school. And
ooh.
So that was really rough. I was walking around like... the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Oh, it was awful.
Yep,
but anyway,
awful.
It was such a funny story where you were sharing how you went to see Faith's sister who had her birthday, and you and the father like told you to pull over and then drive, and it was like right in the middle of the horrible storm.
Yes,
and
that was
fun. And that was really a funny story. So I'm so sorry that everybody was asleep and that you had no idea where you were. I can definitely. See how that can happen. Up here in Washington State, we get some pretty rough snowstorms, and so I know exactly what those conditions are like. They're pretty scary to drive in. Anyway, loved the stories, laughed at that one, and definitely felt sympathy about the falling out of the attic one, and I am so enjoying the podcast still. I'm glad you enjoyed a couple days off, as you definitely deserve that. And keep up the good work, and bios con Dios.
Bios con Dios.
Con Dios.
I miss taking calls. I miss hearing from these people. We hadn't heard from her or Chris Martens.
Where is Chris Martens?
We haven't been listening to calls.
Oh.
Hey, it's Travis again. I have to make an amendment to that call.
Oh.
The great
Amy's
part about what
call?
Happened, and this is still my college humor coming through, the great part about what happened is the next day I went into Brad's room to tell him something, and the room still stunk. It was awesome.
Bye. It was awesome.
Only boys. Boys think that. It was awesome.
It was
I stunk
awesome.
Up the whole room. It was awesome. I stink. It was so cool. What is the matter with boys?
Boys stink.
They do. They are stinky.
We are stinky people.
Stinky boys.
We have stinked them.
Stinky, stinker, stinker, Sam.
Yeah.
Space turtle!
Justin Lemester here. So say, how's it going, Brad and Travis? I got another awkward moment for you. Have you ever been sitting with...
He's not calling.
Listening to your podcast, and you hear a voicemail come up, and you realize it's a voicemail you made, but you don't remember calling that podcast around when they're playing the voicemail, and you're listening to the voicemail, and you realize you called the voicemail to the wrong podcast, and that's really awkward. And then they play it anyway, so like everybody knows. You left a voicemail on one podcast, and you start talking to... I thought you called to the other podcast. Yeah. Really awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know if who it's more awkward for, the person who called, the people playing it.
It's just...
But, yeah, weird. It's really awkward. All right, Mike.
Yeah, so anyway, Brad and Travis over at the Thin Ice Podcast, they do a segment called Mm-hmm. Awkward Moments.
Awkward Moments.
You call in and tell them your awkward moments. Mm-hmm. They play them on the air.
So that's his.
So he called us to tell us
his awkward moment.
Instead of calling them, which is very awkward.
It's awkward. Yeah.
Hello. This is Ken from Honolulu.
Is he on the beach?
Ken from Honolulu. No, he's in his truck.
He's on the beach. Listen.
Honk if you love Jesus.
Honk, honk.
Text while driving if you want to meet him. I saw that on a bumper sticker. That's funny.
That is funny.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I bet, did he sign up the no phone zone? Oprah did the no phone zone.
What?
All these people are dying because they're texting, you know, and having car accidents.
Yeah.
And so they like have this list that you can go sign up on Oprah.com that the phone will not be used in the car. Like, unless you have Bluetooth or something. I don't know. I didn't watch it, so I don't really know what the rules are. But there's no texting in the car ever.
I have Bluetooth in my car.
I do. Thank you, Carrie.
Yes. And thank you to my. Did Carrie get both of us ours?
Yes.
Or
we both got one for Christmas. Carrie bought you one and bought me one.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can remember. Well, anyway, thank you, Carrie, my brother. And now I can talk in the car and be safe.
I don't have to put the phone down in school zones and pretend like I'm not on it.
She just puts it down and talks to me. So. No, that's cool. So now we're safe. And, and I don't remember what else.
You don't text anymore, I hope.
No, I don't know. I mean, no, I really don't.
Okay. I believe you.
When I'm sitting in traffic sometimes, if I'm sitting there going 0 miles an hour, I will like Twitter.
Something. Oh, okay.
Sitting in traffic, you know, or something. Because I'm going 0 miles an hour. And if I do screw up, I'm not going to kill anybody. I'm just going to put a dent in somebody's bumper.
Well, that's not good either.
Well, but I'm not – I don't. I mean, I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying I'm careful.
Okay. Whatever.
That's about the only time, because I sit there and bored to death, you know, sitting in traffic going zero.
Uh-huh.
Today I didn't do that because I was in the rain.
But you weren't going to talk anymore. Okay, let them talk. Aren't we supposed to, are we done?
No, we got a lot more.
Well, we can't do all the calls in one show. We have to put Helen to bed.
This is the catch up on the
show. It's time for bed.
Helen
has to go to bed.
I have never seen Hellboy, and I hated Dante's Inferno. And I would say that, you know, I am excited to hear what you have to say about heaven and hell, because, you know, I've read only a little bit about the difference between Sheol and Hades and that sort of thing. I did know that Sheol was the
I don't know, did I ever do the heaven and hell show?
No. No.
Yeah, Hebrew word, and Hades was the Greek word. But, yeah, I would say that Aether Swift's response will be, what does it matter what they look like or how they are? In Hades, you're not with God, and how is that at all anything other than torture in itself? So.
Well, because part of Hades is two sections. Part of Hades, which is all that means is realm of the dead, had paradise in it. Paradise existed within Hades.
That's where the people in the Old Testament went.
And it was called Abraham's bosom. Mm-hmm. And Jesus told about that. And
they had to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
They had to go wait.
Right.
So that's where they went and waited.
That's where they went and waited, I guess. And Jesus led them out of...
Mm-hmm. He went there when he died.
Mm-hmm. Paradise to with him in the third heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere up there. And there they are now, and they are awaiting judgment, I think. I think that's the way it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, I mean, that's pretty, I'm pretty sure about that one, that they're with Jesus awaiting judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when, and then after the church is raptured, then I think that's when the judgment will happen based on, this is based on scripture, but I'm not, I won't be disappointed if it didn't happen this way. The Lord knows what he's doing. But I think we'll be raptured up, and then we will all have our judgment, fire at the Bema Seat, fire, judgment seat of Christ, I'm sorry, baptism of fire, and then we will go into the wedding ceremony, and then we will come back to earth with Christ.
Again with the talking.
I think that's what we're trying to get at. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying. Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, kids.
We only have like 30 more calls to do.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
We can't do all those. Not in one show.
We gotta get
Brad.
But we promised.
It's not going to happen.
But we promised everybody.
Stop the madness.
But we promised.
Stop the madness.
We promised. Stop it. We made a promise.
I didn't promise anybody anything.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Ross from Tampa.
Hello, Ross.
Time in 2010.
Okay, Ross will be our last call, but we need to be sure that we schedule another one of these.
There's a microphone there.
Yes. Been there the whole time, baby. So we need to record another one of these like tomorrow or Saturday, okay? Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Hope everybody is having a good new year so far, and that your new year's resolutions are going well, if you've made any. For me, I didn't make a new year's resolution as much as I made a new year's commitment to changing my life, because, well, I had several things that needed to be changed, so I'm working on that.
It's always good. If you have things that need to be changed, you need to change them.
Mm-hmm. Change is good.
Dave, your pants. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
So that's going slow, but it's coming along. So anyway, I wanted to comment on a couple of callers that you guys took in the last couple of shows. I believe Kids was saying that you guys could be his age again, and you were talking about how you would never want to be in your early 20s anymore because of how much smarter you are now.
I wouldn't mind being in my early 20s if I knew everything I know now.
Yeah.
I'd have to pay high insurance, though.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, I would love to go back to being about 20 years old if I could not repeat some of the stupid mistakes that I made during that time.
I understand that, but you know, Robert Earl Keen sang a really great philosophical song, and it's called Corpus Christi Bay, and you need to go look that song up on Groove Shark or wherever and listen to that song. And he says, if I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, because I could never stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. And his point is taken. It's like you have to go through Corpus Christi Bay to get to the stage in life that you are now.
That's right.
If you don't go through Corpus Christi Bay, you won't be the person that you are now. And that's a good thing, because the Lord is taking you through that, and he has made something good out of it. And if you take away that trial, then, or that mistake even, or that horrible thing, then you're also going to take away the blessing that he made out of it.
You just can't not talk.
No, I can't.
I would personally love another chance at my college years, try to not make some of the stupid mistakes that I made during that time. But, you know, if I went back to being just as stupid as I was then I'd probably make most of those same mistakes again, if not all of them, or maybe even end up worse. So I certainly wouldn't want to be as stupid as I was at 20, but I would love to go back to being 20 to be much smarter. But anyway, I also wanted to comment on Amy's call about how the weather is up in Washington. You know, being in Florida, I'm not used to, oh, having extreme cold temperatures, and I can't even fathom anything below about 30. We actually had a few days in the early part of this month that it got down into the 30s here in Florida, and you know, just hearing people talk around here, I think everybody thought they were going to die or something.
I'm with you. If it never gets below, you know, 45 is okay as long as the sun's shining and yeah. there's no wind.
I mean, it gets in the 20s and 30 and teens here.
It did this year. Yeah. It was ridiculous. That's why I live in Texas, because I don't have to deal with that. Brr. And you know, all that frozen pond business didn't kill those turtles?
No, they're still living. What's that about?
Evil. Evil.
Get your 22. Peck them off.
I would love to, but I'm in the city limits.
Nobody'd care.
Really cold here. And it's, it got so cold that when it warms back up into the 40s, I was thinking, wow, it's a lot warmer now. And usually in the 40s is the coldest it ever gets around here. So I thought you would all find that interesting. And
yeah, thanks for that.
Hope you all
that you're nice
having
and warm.
A great day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Vas con Dios.
Vas con Dios.
Just been wet and
Mr. Tampa. It was freaking cold today.
Freaking cold.
It was wet. Wet and cold. 40 and raining and wet and cold. Did I say that it was wet and cold?
Buford has told me that he really wants to come in and talk to us, but he can't.
No.
So whenever he's not feeling well, he's got some things to say and some stories to tell us, and he's very excited because he hasn't been in a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he's not feeling well. Okay. So we'll have to wait till he recoups.
Okay.
But I want you to let you know that's coming. I guess we owe them a Heaven and Hell show, mm-hmm. although I don't know. Maybe we've spilt the beans on all that already. I don't know. Maybe we will. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. We don't know. But we do. The next few shows will be your calls. We
yes,
promise
they
you
will.
That. And then we will have another Groove Shark show coming up, and we're also going to be doing the romantic marriage stuff. So all that's to come. Don't give up on us. We're the, you know, we'll eventually get this podcasting thing down.
Yeah, or, sometime, someday.
Or retire and leave it all to Robert.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, he's in our will, you know.
We all put our podcast in the will it to Robert.
Will it to Robert, yeah.
Can we will all our listeners to Robert?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Would Dave get jealous?
Well, Dave already has all our listeners.
Oh.
Is there anybody that listened to us that hasn't checked out the Jen and Dave show?
I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Okay.
So, yeah, but they can't replace Jen and Dave. Can't replace us. They're
too fuzzy bunny.
They're just Jen and, of all the Jen and Daves in the world, they're the Jen and
Daviest. They're the Jen and Daviest.
Yeah,
they are.
We're gonna get in trouble.
Oh, I love
Jen.
Them.
Jen, you need to know that these are not. I am not making fun of you, and these are not.
Does
insults.
She think we are?
No, she's just very sensitive about
oh,
that.
Oh well, I'm not. I love her.
No, this is compliment. This is flattery. No, seriously, I'm not. I'm not being funny.
Very serious.
I'm not really very funny today. I mean, I don't feel funny. I don't feel bad. My throat mm-hmm. doesn't feel bad.
But yet you're still talking. You just keep talking. I mean, I like to hear you talk, but you
evidently
said
not.
You weren't going to talk. And you keep talking.
Just saying goodbye to the people. My peeps.
You're on and on and on and on. And you're not supposed to talk.
She does have a point. Fine. I will vios con Dios you now.
Okay. Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.